Hello, everyone. Everyone, as in the four of you that are here right now. Hello. Welcome in. I'm just chatting for a little bit, kind of as a break for, let me get my comments. As a break from my studies and stuff, but I thought about streaming, but then I don't know. I always feel a little bit conflicted when I'm like, do I stream? Do I not stream? Because it's like it takes like I guess it like takes energy. I guess it takes like a lot of energy to stream, and I'm like, okay, maybe I shouldn't do that when I have like work piling up. So yeah, I decided just to do a Twitter space today. I hope you're having a lovely evening. Thank you. I hope everyone is having a good day as well. Hello. So I'm just kind of here in bed. I need to make my schedule for the week. That was another one of the reasons why I didn't stream today. I was like, I can't make a schedule and get like confirmation on it and all that good stuff before 6 p.m. today. So I'm just gonna focus on the fact that I need to study. And the fact that like there are I wrote down all the like assignments that I need to work on, and it's a lot. It's more like involved than last week, which is, I mean, which makes sense because last week was just the first week, so it was easy. But yeah, it's a lot. So don't push yourself too much. I would take a break and be EP. Thank you. I will be EP. I am EP. I am EP currently. Hi guys, hello, welcome in. Honestly, your Twitter space always gives me nostalgia, and I don't know why. It must be, I mean, maybe it's just because I used to do Twitter spaces more often. I haven't been doing them, well, I have been doing them recently. I did one when I got sick, and then I did one last week, and yeah, Twitter spaces, lots of Twitter spaces. They're easy for me, especially when I'm EP, and I don't want to open my computer, but I probably should, because I need to make my schedule for the week. I can do that right now. God knows that I am only motivated when there are other people sitting there with me, even if it's virtually and I can't hear them. I had a work call with a friend the other day. It was like fairly productive, I think. It was like, oh yeah, it was Sunday when I had to submit all my my stuff. I had to submit my stuff and get ready for like the week ahead, and so I was like, yeah, I probably can't talk that much, but if you want a work call, my friend's like, okay, I found something to do. I found something to work on, so we just kind of like sat there for a few hours and kind of talked a little bit and worked a little bit. It was pretty productive. Let's get them grades and the money. Yeah, hopefully it's, I mean, it's long. It's not long, but like it's a journey. It's definitely a journey. So we'll see. We'll see. If I don't make money at the end of all of this, that will be very scary. But I think I will be okay. But yeah. Yeah. If you have the chance next time you hear from staff, could you ask about archiving the spaces? Oh, I've never thought about archiving my spaces because sometimes I talk about things that I probably shouldn't be talking about. I think that, well, I mean, like, last time when I was like making nuggies, like maybe that wasn't, I don't know, maybe that was okay. But the reason I don't archive a lot of my spaces is because sometimes I talk about things that I shouldn't be talking about. And I don't know if you can, I don't think, actually, can you? I don't know if you can change it like after the fact. It's always like I never really know if I'm gonna talk about something that I'm not supposed to, and then I wouldn't say I'm talking about something that's totally like NG. I'm never talking about anything that's totally NG, but sometimes I talk about things that kind of like walk the line of like, am I okay? Should I say this or not? So, that's why I just like haven't asked. Also, a lot you do that a lot. Shh, 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 shh. if all else fails, you can be a solicitor, like being an office job. That's true. That's true. At least I can say I have a master's, I guess, and then maybe that'll take me somewhere. I always have such a rebel. It's just that, like, sometimes I want to talk about things that, like, I think, like, from my perspective are okay, but, like, I'm just not sure from, like, a general perspective. I mean, like, I'm sure it's not that big of a deal. I don't talk about anything like crazy. I'm not like breaking an NDA or something. But sometimes I talk about things that I'm like, should I say this or should I not? Yeah, that does happen sometimes. Anyway, let me wake up. Let me get out of bed and like I should probably make my schedule for the week. Oh, my bed is so warm. My bed is so warm and the outside is so not warm. Mimi is here, by the way. Everyone say hello, Mimi. Hi. She's in bed. She's also in bed. Eepy. Eepy kitty. She's an eepy kitty. Eepy. Eepy, eepy kitty. Oh my god. Okay, I'm gonna look at her teeth. Eepy, cute. Hello, Eepy Kitty. Hello. I've successfully cut a few of her nails because they're getting long. Hello, Mimi. She's so eepy. She's so eepy. Me too. Girl, me too. Oh my god, girl, same. Girl, same. Oh my god, look at those claws. Oh, look at those claws. I'll probably cut them right now. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness, look at those feetsies. Oh my goodness. You are a very eepy kitty. Yeah, I've definitely like thrown away the thought of getting another cat because I think that would not be wise if I'm, 'cause I'm probably gonna move again sometime, sometime. And taking two cats instead of one sounds like double the stress. So maybe later. Maybe once I get settled, once I get a little bit more settled. But yeah. But she's very, she's gotten a little bit more needy, I think, ever since, like, I don't know, ever since like she got used to like the house or like the apartment, and ever since she's gotten used to like me, and since I started letting her sleep like with me in the bed. Like I think she's getting like I think she's getting more like needy, you know. Needy like us, yeah, I guess so, except like I don't live with you guys, so I don't have to like I just have to be like, hi guys, or like I stream, like, you know, I stream and I hang out. But like sometimes this one needs attention when I can't give attention or when I'm busy, right, Mimi? Oh my goodness. Ooh. She rolled onto her back. You're so cute. Hello, baby. You're so cute. So cute. What's up? Oh my gosh, she's purring. Oh my god. I love this cat. Wait, let me see if you can hear it. Let me put my phone to close to her throat and see if you can hear it. Okay, maybe you can't hear it. It's a little quiet. It got quieter. Oh my god, she's just like sprawled out on her back. I didn't know you were so eepy. I thought you were not so eepy. You were so active. Sounds like a lion. Wait, actually? Do you hear it? There we go. Nice. Kitty purrs, kitty purrs. She's making noises. Hello. Oh my goodness, you're so cute. You're so cute. Mimi. Mimi. It's an engine. Vroom. Yeah, I have endured lots of pain from like kitten scratches and stuff. She bites sometimes. Not crazy bites. They don't hurt, but like, and I understand. Like even when I get scratches and they start bleeding, I'm just kind of like, why you do that? before I used to see like cat owners with like scratches on their arms, and I was like, and I'd be like, dang, like how you let your animal do that to you? And now that's me. I'm like, oh my God, why you do that to me? Don't be mean. Like, oh my God, look at those toe beans. Look at those toe beans. Oh, by the way, you guys, my hand cam came really early, but I'm waiting on those gloves right now. So expect a hand cam stream from me sometime this month. One nail cut, two nail cut, three nail cut. Oh, we gotta cut this one. Where's the last one? That's right here. Yeah. As long as they are hanging from your hand. Yeah. She has like this bad habit. She hasn't done it recently because I've been more attentive, and when she is about to jump, like I make room for her. But like, she used to have a few up until like a few days ago, she had this bad habit where like she would jump onto my shoulders because she wanted to like get close to the food I was eating, and it would hurt like. Have you checked it though? I haven't checked it. I need to make space on my desk first, actually. So I need to do some cleaning before I can check it out. I just kind of like piled a lot of things on my desk, which it's I'm it like my Switch and like I have some random like documents and stuff. So I need to clear up a good space on my desk. I do have it though. Like I have a big enough desk now that I think that a hand cam could fit on it potentially. I just need to move some stuff. So. You're right. I do need to check it though, because if it doesn't work and I need to return it, then there's a specific date for that. So I should probably do that sooner than later. Amy, I need to cut your claws. I need to cut your claw. But if I wake up, if I get up, she's gonna get up too. So it's like, oh my God, look at those teeth. Oh my goodness, look at your teeth. Look at your teeth. Oh my God. Are you training me to become a parrot? I didn't think that she would jump onto my shoulders, but like, oh my goodness. Like when I'm sitting down at like the table, my God, crazy. It's probably because like she thinks there's not enough room on the chair for her, and like I sit, like if I sit with my legs pulled up to my chest, and like she can't jump on my lap, but she still wants to get close to the food, and so she tries to get up like through like another way, but like that's like no, because there's not enough, like it's not there's not enough space on the back of the chair for her to actually like balance on there. So like she'll try to jump on my shoulders, but like not be able to get there. And so she's like falling off and scratching my shoulders at the same time. And I'm like, oh, stop. Stop. It's very painful. But she hasn't done it recently because I keep an eye on her, and like when she wants to jump up, I make room for her. But my God, that was pretty painful. That happened twice, I think. And then the other day, she just randomly, I wanted to move her, but she didn't want to move, and so she scratched my knee. Like I was trying to get her back onto the ground, and she didn't want to. She maybe I woke her up, and she was like freaking out or something. But like she didn't want to let go. She wouldn't let go. She scratched my knee. I was speaking of, is my knee okay? Like I haven't checked it. Oh yeah, it's fine. I have scratches on my knee. I got scratches on my thigh. I got a big scratch on my thigh, and it's still healing. Like I have scratches on my back. Like dang, because of these nails, I gotta cut them. But like I can only cut a few. Like when she's zoinked out every day, because she doesn't. She's not used to it yet, but. It's okay. I'm alive. I'm alive, and I'm learning, living and learning, living and learning how to be a cat owner, I guess. Iku told me once, like, yeah, I think I have pain tolerance. I think I have like better pain tolerance or higher pain tolerance because I grew up with cats. I was like, you know what? That makes sense to me now because I have really low pain tolerance. Have super low pain tolerance. I get like a scratch and I'm like, I need a band-aid. But like, I don't think I have band-aids right now. No, I do actually. I have some because Iku, I have some that Iku sent me. Konkomori, hello. Hello. Some cats don't really like getting their nails cut no matter how you do it. Yeah. That I think she's probably just like not used to it yet. I think she's like a pretty easy cat. So like, yeah, she's a pretty easy cat. So I think it's. She's she can have her nails cut pretty well, especially if she's zoinked out like this. But if she's like awake and active, like no way. No way are they getting cut. Yeah, I had a friend tell me that like they've never cut their cat's nails. And they don't know anyone who does, but honestly, judging from the length of Mimi's claws, and I mean she does use the scratching post, but I don't think it's enough because they're pretty sharp, and I would like to avoid any potential injuries. Oh my goodness, is your claw okay, baby? I think the ones on her back leg got a little, they got a little long. Something happened. She must have done something somewhere. Are you okay? You good? The thing to get for scratches, which I used to use all the time, is germaline for normal cuts. Oh, does it get rid of like the bacteria and stuff? Hi. Hi, baby. Good morning. Wow, she's zonked out. What's up? Is it your sleep time right now? Is it your nap time? She gets really active like once the clock strikes midnight. Wow, you're so zonked. What's up? What is up? What is up, my dude? Maybe she ran around too much during the afternoon. She was pretty active in the afternoon. I was asleep. She came in. She was like, she meowed so loud in the afternoon because she was probably saying, like, I'm bored, come play with me. But I was like, I was asleep. I was so asleep. Right. Nocturnal cat. Me too, because I'm awake at like I'm awake. I was talking to my friend in Japan, and I was like, but like she wakes up really early. She has a really good like a healthy sleep schedule. So she wakes up like really early, and goes to sleep really early. And so I was like, because we were work calling the other day, and I was like, yeah, I'll just be like working usually around this time. And she's like, yeah, well, I guess if it's this time, like that's good because I'm also available. I'm pretty much like matched with Well, I'm not matched with JST, but I would say like I'm on a pretty like I feel like I'm matched with like I feel like I'm matched with like EST schedule right now, honestly. Like sorry, I'm admiring the toe beans. Cat claws shed on a regular basis. They can pull them out by themselves when preening or if they get stuck in emergencies. Yeah, wait, I think that something happened to her one of her back claws because there's like dried like blood on it. Maybe I should take her to the I don't know. She doesn't but she doesn't act like it like hurts or anything. It's okay. It doesn't look like it's bothering her, but it bothers me. No. It's not ingrown either. It's not like going into her paw, I don't think. She must have hurt it somewhere. What's up, huh? Oh my god. I'm so close to her, my allergies. I'm so close to her, my allergies are acting up. It's okay. They've been getting better. It's crazy. Like, yeah, it's crazy how cat allergies get better over time. I mean, I experienced the same thing with like dogs too, so I know that it happens, but my cat allergies, well, I wouldn't even say they were worse, but I've always had like hypoallergenic dogs, and like even then sometimes I'd get like the symptoms, but eventually they went away. But for cats, like, you know, there's not really there's cats that have like less of the allergen in them, but there's not really like a hypoallergenic cat. So I was a little bit scared. I was a little bit scared to get a cat, to have her, but at this point like I've stopped caring. At this point, do any cat owners out there, do you guys what do you do with the like, cat hair? Because like they shed so much. Like do you just like grab the vacuum? Because it's kind of like cat hair is pretty tough too. Like it doesn't just like come off. Do you like whip out the strong vacuum or like do you have a one of those like hair rollers, like a lint roller? Like or do you just leave it? Or do you just leave it be? Like I'd say to try touching it and see if it hurt. Yeah, I was just touching it. I was just touching it a lot. And I've touched it before because I was like, why, girl, why are you bleeding? But she doesn't seem to be bothered by it. So I think it might be okay. I think it might be already like healed or whatever. But I don't know. I think I have to take her to the vet like next month anyway. So brushing twice a week. Okay. A lot of hoovering. Yeah. I'm like, do I get one of those? Like, do I get a hair roller thing or what? I just live with it. Yeah, I was wondering, do people just like live with it? Is that how people deal with cats? Like, I mean, I guess I could live with it, but allergies and stuff, it'd probably make it worse if I did live with it. So I do like vacuum. And luckily my apartment is tile, so it's not like there's cat hair in the carpets or anything, because there's no carpet. But since I've been letting her on the bed, I like the amount of cat hair on the bed has like increased exponentially, and I'm like, do I? Should I? Like, should I get a lint roller? My friend has a portable-ish air filter. Oh, interesting. There are vacuum cleaners that are specifically made with pet hair in mind. Oh, I have a good brush for a carpet, so it brushes them. Okay. The rollers for clothes. I see. Okay. Yeah, because the couch. Well, yeah, the couch is a little bit. I've stopped using the couch. But Mimi has also kind of stopped using the couch too. So I'm like, well, if no one's using the couch, I feel like I should like deep clean it and like start using it more. Oh, good morning. She woke up. My goodness. Pet hair vacuum cleaners. Yeah, I should probably look into getting one of those because just to keep like the bed clean. Because like the bed and the couch, you know, like everything else is tile and pretty easy to clean up, but like the bed and the couch. It's like, what do you do about those? That's what I should have gotten on my Amazon stream. I mean, right? Oh my goodness. Good morning. Good morning.
Oh my God. Not when your mother starts calling you when you're freaking doing a Twitter space. Mother, stop. I'll call her in a second. I'll call her after. I'll call her later. I'll call her later because I have to record. I have to record today. Can you guys hear me okay still? I hope that didn't mess up anything on my Twitter space. Okay, I need to open. I'm gonna turn on my computer. I'm turning on my computer because I want to make my schedule. I took you off. I haven't called her recently, so that's probably why she's calling. Okay. Oh no, where are my glasses? It's back? Okay. I know she, yeah, literally, she calls me. Why does she call me like every time I'm streaming? Like, what is with this time of day that she like, because it's not like I stream for that long either, right? Like I mean, longest, of course, okay, maybe like 4 or 5 hours. Okay, sure. But like, normally my streams go for like 2.5 hours. So like, why would she choose that specific 2.5 hours? I stream at the same, almost the same time every single day. It's scheduled. Yeah, it's like, I stream at 6 p.m. almost every day here. And so there shouldn't be a need. Like, why? And she knows, if she knows that I stream at that time every day, why would she call at that time every day? It doesn't make sense. Okay. Did she call you when streaming in Japan? No. No. Well, actually, sometimes. But it wasn't this scheduled. Like, why is this so scheduled? Oh my God, you guys, I have so much work to do. But I did read a chapter in my book yesterday, so I can cross that off. Why are my glasses so dirty? Oh, it's because I went out in the rain. Because I went out in the rain yesterday. Well, I didn't purposely go out in the rain. I went out to go grocery shopping and it started raining crazy on my way home. And I was riding my scooter, so it was the rain was hitting my face so hard. Okay. Oh my goodness. Let's see. Whoa. She wants to join the stream. No, she's so shy though. She's like, oh. Every time I'm like, I'm streaming, she's like, oh. And like when I'm at home and she walks into my room while I'm streaming, she gives me the like shh. She like doesn't want me to say anything. Oh my God, the allergies. Okay. Okay, I read this. Let's see what else. I need to finish this. I need to do three. I need to do three of those tomorrow. I'll probably have a work stream again tomorrow, but I think I'll do it a little bit later. Cause it's it. Thank you. Thank you for the blessings. Bless you, bless you. Thank you, thank you. Okay. This. Oh my goodness. Let's make my schedule. My God, not the way that this Twitter space is set to go live. Not Twitter space. This like waiting room that I have for comments is about to go live in like less than a month. That means that this year is over in less than a month, and that's very scary. Bless you. My God.
Sneezing twice in a row, and my nose, and my Hanamizu, my, I have a runny nose now. Great. See, should I use for art this week? I just saw JD's art. It's so cute. Oh, cute. Wait, there's some. Oh, there's some, like. Oh my god, cute. Okay, wait, there's some new, like, fan art and stuff. I haven't retweeted. Speaking of, I haven't retweeted in a really long time. Let me do that. I need to do that. I retweeted art in so long. Classic. Classic. One more year. Oh my god, I know. Do you have paracetamol for in case you have a fever because of the rain? Oh. I thought I brought some cold medicine from Japan, but I could be wrong. Let's see. Let's see. I can't believe the year is almost over. I was gonna say, oh my god, I only have Twitter, but then I realized I'm hearing you through Twitter, so I can think as well. I'm on Twitter a lot. I'm on Twitter a lot. I just and I'm always like looking at things. I just like never tweet. Since Wolta's here, Wolta, can I use your art for my schedule? You're probably gonna be like, which one? And I'm gonna retweet it right now. So easier to ask for permission in person, even though we're not in person, but you know what I mean. I think it's just like responding. I'm really bad at like responding to people. Exactly, which one? The most recent one. The most recent one that is on my art tag. I don't know if there's more recent ones that are like just more recent ones, but it's like, it's so, I'm just like really bad at responding. It's like I'll look at things and then like forget about them, like that sort of stuff. Oh my god, my nose, hold on, let me blow your nose, holy shit, no, let me blow not my nose, one moment. Okay. Oh my god. I spent too much time like very close putting my face very close to Mimi. Say again, no, they're allergies. I had a moment where I sat there petting my cat for a little too long. My god. I was so sniffly the other day playing Kanji Dei Go, and like I noticed after I watched the like the VOD, I was like, whoa, oh my god. Okay, wait. Well, till your art shaved. Jesus, I can't speak. Your art saved as a Jafith. I'm gonna convert it. I put on the other day while I was cooking, I put on that's on Twitter. Oh god, come on Twitter. I put on Christmas music as I was cooking the other day. It got me into the Christmas mood. God dang it, where did I? Oh, there it is. There is the Jafith. A merry little Christmas now. No matter like how much time passes, I can never sing Mariah Carey's Christmas song, even though that's like the most like it's such like an iconic Christmas song, but like I just like don't I like haven't listened to it enough to like know how to sing it. Mary Chrysler. There's a gingerbread making workshop nearest me, but I can't make it. Oh my god, that sounds so fun though. I'm not creative, but I would love to like watch someone do that. I'd love to go with like friends and watch and see what they make. I would not participate, but I would go with Iku and watch her, and I'd put things where she wants me to put them, but I would not know how to do it myself. Where did the art go? Excuse me. Where did it go? Where did the art go? I just saw it. Okay. There we go. Thank you for the art, by the way. I just retweeted it, and I retweeted it, didn't say anything, so I'm going to say it here. Thank you for the art, Wolta. I got my computer screen in overdrive. Come on. You got it. What do you mean you even need glass blowing? Oh, you're right. You're right. But, like, I feel like that doesn't, like, require that much creativity. Am I wrong about that? Like, it's just, like, they're like, okay, spin, or, like, okay, go, like, that sort of thing. It's not so much, like, I feel like other things would, like, require, like, gingerbread making, like, it requires your own creativity, but they're, like, but whereas for like glass blowing, they're like, okay, would you want a bowl or a cup? Oh my goodness, okay. My jelly spirit, yeah. So like, oh, they have a bunch of, like, Christmas markets. Apparently, my hometown is doing, like, a Christmas market this year, and I was like, huh. Well, I get to experience the real thing, because I'm in Europe. Okay, Saturday, I think, is going to be my nap day as well, Oh, yes, and I'm going to stream on Friday a little bit earlier, because... What's that game that everyone's playing? That game, Hachiban Degutake. There's, like, a Japanese game that all, like, the streamers... I keep seeing it on TikTok, like, it's called, like, the 8... Okay, actually, I shouldn't... I'm trying to think. I'm going to stream a little bit earlier on Friday, but I don't know what I want to do. Maybe it could be both. I remember, so when I did the glass blowing thing, I ended up making, like, a... Well, it's not a cup. It's definitely not a cup, but it's, like, a... It works as like a sauce bowl kind of. I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. Okay. Let me check the calendar to make my schedule. So tomorrow, I think I'll stream from, so I'm streaming at 11 here, so I will stream at 10. Oh, dream. I'm stream at 10. Tomorrow is going to be my work day. So, wait, I need to. It is not November anymore. December. What day? December 4th to the 10th. I was typing on my keyboard the other day while I was calling with my parents, and Tokipapa was like, "What's that noise?" And I was like, "It's me typing." And he was like, "Is your keyboard okay with that much abuse?" And I was like, "Wow." Oh my God. Oh my God, my nose. Exit 8. The exit 8. Everyone's like, looks like everyone's playing that recently. It a horror game? Like, what is it? Oh, it's cheap. Hachiban Neguchi, yeah. Oh, I don't know if we can stream this, though. Let me. Oh my goodness. Oh, great. Okay. Just kidding. We are. Okay, yes, I can play this game. Wow, maybe that's what I'll play this week. The keyboard abuser. Yeah, I guess that's what I will play on Friday. So I'll stream a little earlier. So my work with me stream is going to be at 10, and I usually stream at 6. So 9, 10, 11, 12, 1. So, oh, yeah, 1 So that'll be tomorrow, which is the 6th. That means 12. So 1 p.m., 2, 3, 4, 5, so 6 a.m. or 6 a.m. JP Bros will just be waking up, I guess. Thursday, okay, I think I need to take Saturday off too. Because I think I have some place to be, probably. I don't know. But yeah, Friday I'm gonna hit up the Christmas market. My friend is back from the States, and I was like, hey, you want to hit up the Christmas market? Also, she posted a story, like on Instagram when she was heading back, and it was a, it was freaking, it was, she had, it was at the airport. It was a picture of her at the airport, and she was reading Song of Achilles, and I was like, no way. I was like, I just read that. Okay. So I'm going to stream. I guess we'll play. Oh, wait. Wait, I wanted to do the thingy this week. Lethal Company is pretty popular. That's true. Apparently, we don't. We're not sure if we can play that one yet on stream. Do you have Prayers for Mental Health? Oh, Metal Health Singer. That's the one that Wally gave me, right? I need to ask. I need to request. But yeah, I can do that. I think. Actually, let me see. I really doubt anyone has requested permission for this. But let me check anyway. Exit 8. Yeah, it is pretty cheap. Yeah, we don't have it, so I'll have to request it. Dang, I said I was gonna do the Sound of Music Watch Along this week. I guess we'll do, you know what, let's do that. We'll do Sound of Music Watch Along. Does it matter? You guys, does it matter if I do it on the weekend? Because if oh no, but I'm not even going to be home next weekend anyway. Shoot, I really got to stream a lot. Hold on. Just kidding. I literally, oh my god. Maybe I'll do karaoke on Thursday for a change. Unless, you'd be so lost on Lethal Company. I don't even know. I've just been seeing it, like, being memed about, but I don't know anything. I don't really know anything about what's, like, happening. I don't know what, like, the game is about. Where's Iku's schedule? Also, who's messaging me? Okay, there's that. Eleven on Sunday JST. So that is on the 10th at 11 PM JST. Okay, I need to make this font a little smaller. Oh my god, my nose! Runny nose now. Thanks, Mimi. I should be working, but I spent 30 minutes trying to buy a VR headset. A VR headset. That sounds fun. Okay, just kidding. I have a Phasma collab this weekend. Jesus Christ. I keep saying, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And then I keep forgetting that I have, like, collabs to do. So basically, scavenging stuff while everyone has some jig running animation sums up Lethal. Oh, interesting. Is it a horror game? Ten. This falls on the 10th. The 10th at what time is it? 11 PM JST. So 6 AM. What? No. Yes. Jesus Christ. Okay, and it's also the 10th for me. Okay. Jesus. Comedic horror? It is? Okay. Interesting. Oh, so I'm gonna have two games anyway. So you guys, well, either way, okay, you guys, riddle me this. Karaoke Should we do karaoke this week? Okay, I say riddle me this, but I might end up making this decision on my own. We didn't do karaoke last week, so I might use Thursday for karaoke. Friday. It technically is, but very tame for horror. Ah, I see. Okay, so it's good. Is it less scary than Phasmo used to be? But then, what am I gonna do my watch along? Okay, so if we do that, and then I'm pretty sure. What time do I? Am I literally only going to have? How am I gonna stream? Hold on. Oh my god. Karaoke. Yeah, I'm like, what am I doing my watch along? I guess I'll do it. So I will have to stream. So I'm going to stream Monday and Tuesday next week, and then I won't be streaming for like a little. When? Hold on. When? But I actually don't know. That's okay. It doesn't even matter. It doesn't even matter for this week. That's not until next week. Okay. Blah, 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 blah. Ba 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 ba. So I'm gonna stream at 2 on Friday. Stream at. Actually, no, let's stream at 1. It'll force me to wake up early. And then that'll be 9 p.m. for Jesse, I think. My God, how am I supposed to record like this? That was not a good. That was not a good move on my end. I should not have. Have hung out with Mimi like I just did. Okay, let's do karaoke. Actually, no, let's do karaoke right before I leave next week, and we'll do the Sound of Music. We'll do the Sound of Music watch along this week instead. We'll do karaoke early next week instead. And so then we will stream. So I'll stream at my normal time on Thursday. Or if y'all want to stream, would it be better if it for all of you? Because I assume most of the people that are going to watch this with me are in this chat right now, but would it be better? Would it be more convenient for you if I streamed or later in the day than I usually do, or at the same time? Or does it matter? Oh my god. Wow. It's happening, finally. I need to do it before the American like television companies do it, because it's like technically a Christmas movie, so same time. Okay, watch what Sound of Music. Or they forced me to wake up. Oh, okay, so like the time that I usually stream then. Because that's early. Because that's early for... that's, well, that's not early for me, but that's early for some of you, so. Is this a weekday? Yes, it is a weekday. It's this Thursday.
Thursday. It is a 3 hour long movie. So I have to be prepared, like, not to eat. Let's see. Anytime? Okay, so maybe I'll do it like an hour Thursday. Well, I can be done by like no, that's fine. We'll do it at the same time. Yeah, that's my day. Any day. Oh, anytime? Okay. Okay, anytime? Okay, wait, hold on. Let me. Now I'm trying to think. I'm trying to think maybe I should use the morning time to do work and so I can. So I'll be done. I kind of want to be done by, like, let's see. I kind of want to be done by around a little earlier than 10. Well, actually, if the movie itself is. Hold on. If the movie itself is 3 hours long, I'm going to be going for it. Okay, let's just do this. just kidding. Just kidding. Let's just, because I was thinking about it just now, and just judging from the fact that I like to talk before, after, and sometimes pause the movie to like get snacks or like something, just factoring that in, I will do it at the same time that I usually do it. The stream's probably gonna go for like 4 hours anyway at that point. Okay. So Thursday, I will do that as usual. It's a 3 course out to me. Yes. I was thinking if you started the usual hour, it'll be done by the time I get busy for a bit, but then I can tell. Oh yeah, it is pretty long. It is pretty long. But I think if I mean, you'll probably, if I don't, as long as I don't talk too much at the beginning, you won't like, yeah. Okay. I think this is, why does that say 12:1? That should not say 12:1. That should say 9? Yeah. No, should say 8. 8. Friday is the Okay, and I think that is this week. I might only be streaming like 2 days. I will only be streaming 2 days next week. I should not have bought my tickets to the UK when I was drunk. That was such a bad choice. Just read your snack sack, you're right. I do have a bag of popcorn that I haven't eaten, so. Note to self, stop buying, do not buy plane tickets while drunk again. Gee. So this is from the 4th to the 10th. 12, 10. Okay. There's that. And then schedule. Schedule. Bro, yeah, let's here's to hoping Tokyo will call Zoe Sound of Music to give her commentary. She probably will. She probably well, I don't know. Maybe. You never know. Oh God. Jesus, I'm sniffly and I need to record.
I need to record after this. Yeah, she's gonna see it. No, but she's gonna see it. If I post it on Google, not Google. If I post it on YouTube community, she's gonna see it. She's gonna be like, "You're gonna watch The Sound of Music." she's gonna talk about it. And Sunday. What is it? 11. So that's. Yeah, it's 3. Okay, 3 p.m. Okay. She's gonna watch it with us. Yeah, she's gonna put it in her DVD. No. Okay, I think this is okay. I think that's good. Okay. I think that's good. And then let's see. Okay. Turn into a sniffle ASMR. Yeah. I've seen weird stuff from drunk people. The first time I've heard someone book flights while drunk. My friend was featured in like a freaking like BuzzFeed article or something. I mean, I don't think it was. Well, I don't know if it was BuzzFeed. I don't know what it is. There was some article. They got like their tweet. I have a friend. You guys, I have a friend. This is gonna maybe I shouldn't say this. See, this is why we keep Twitter spaces on archive. So I have a friend that like I won't say anything about the content of like these tweets, but like I have a friend that like occasionally will have like a really banger tweet and they will just like their tweet will just show up on my feed, or like it'll get like 30 something k or like 80 something k like likes and like all this stuff. And so the other day I was scrolling through Twitter and their tweet just came up and I was like, wait, this isn't even like, first of all, this isn't the account that I followed them on. And like I was like, why are you here? Like, how did you get here? And one of the tweets that they blew up for a long time ago was, like, they bought tickets to Japan, like, drunk, and then just, like, ended up going. And I think, like, someone made it, like, a freaking, like, online news article. I don't know what, like, the source was, but yeah, that is what happened. But I don't know where to find this article. I just know that it's like it exists somewhere. Yeah, Twitter algo is kind of scary. It really is. Like, yeah, you never know. Like sometimes you'll just like see. Sometimes your friends will just pop off, and then you'll see them there, and you'll be like, what? Okay. Let's see. I need to set up for what I need to record. That Jill went out your entire being. Yeah, it's kind of scary. Let's see. Hope she's a Nihongo Jozu. My friend is very Nihongo Jozu. Like, I'm pretty sure they read more kanji than I do. And yeah, they're very Nihongo Jozu. They would say that I am more Nihongo Jozu, but they are very. I would say they are very close. They're very close. Okay, there's that. Let's see if Audacity will let me record with it today. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Ooh, dashing through the snow. And one horse open sleigh. For the fields we go. I'm all the way. Okay. Me and my schedule got set up for what I need to record. Okay. I think I am going to go record now because I should probably do that. I really need to do that today before I do other things. But yeah. I know it was really short. Usually I do like two of these, but I have some this week. Oh my god, this week my assignments and stuff, like I have actual like papers. Well, not papers, but like I have like things that I need to write. I need to start thinking about like research proposals and stuff, which is really annoying. But oh my god, how can I record? How am I gonna record with this? But yeah. I know it was really short today, but I'm not even if I get my schedule approved. I think regardless, I will be doing a work stream tomorrow because I have some stuff that I need to get finished, and I think it would be cool to just do it on stream so that we can all just get busy together. It is midweek. I do like midweek. Midweek work streams are pretty good for me. So I hope that you can tune in for that tomorrow. But yeah, I think, oh yeah, Jesus. Good luck with reporting to school. Thank you. Thank you all for coming. Oh my god. I'm really regretting. I'm looking at my calendar right now and I'm really regretting drunk buying plane tickets. Anyway. Anyway. Good job finishing your schedule. Best wishes with your work. Thank you. Hope you step but don't step on a landmine. Oh goodness. I'll try my best. Please get plenty of rest and prepare for your work so you don't have to stay up until 6 a.m. again. I will try my best. I do need to, this week, like, looking at the stuff that I have to do, like, I'm gonna start on my assignments and stuff a little bit earlier this week because there's a lot that I have to do. Good luck with everything. Always, thank you. I will see you tomorrow for a work stream. Let's chill out together. Have a hot cup of something. Either just a hot cup of tea or, like, maybe a hot toddy, who knows. We'll see. I hope you have a lovely evening with me. Eat something delicious, be safe, and take care out there wherever you are. Love you lots too. Thanks so much for coming. I'll see you guys tomorrow. Thanks for hanging out with me today. See you this week. See you more this week. Bye bye everyone. Love you lots. See you later. Bye bye. Oh, tomorrow. Bye bye. Bye.